Okay, thank you, Betty. Appreciate that. Nancy Jane, thank you so much. Do we have Kim Evans on the line? Kim, are you there?
Yes.
Good deal. Thank you. All right, Wally. Hello, Ted. Good to have you here. Cherie, Nancy Jane, Kimberly Autry. Welcome, Jenny. Gary, I'm going to miss somebody by trying to get everybody. Deanna McCabry. All right, any last anybody want to introduce themselves on the phone line before I mute that up?
Jeff from Wisconsin.
Hey, Jeff, welcome. All right, we're going to mute you guys out.
All guests are now muted.
All right, want to make sure, Kim, can you, would you speak just to make sure you're on here? Okay, fantastic. All right, guys, good morning to you. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas. It was a brisk 40 degrees this morning when I went to a Bible study and prayer breakfast at 7 o'clock this morning. Got in late from the Allen High School football game last night, and we won big 70-41, I think, over Plano West, which was, we were vying for that district championship. So I'm a big high school football nut and fan, and that's my recreation. It's what we love to do, among other things. But that's pretty much it right here. And so great stuff. I want to welcome you to the call this morning. I hope you're fired up and excited this morning. If you're fired up, let me see you on the chat. Tell me what you're fired up about and excited about Isagenix and your business. I hope that's what the state of mind you're in this morning. And if not, then hopefully you'll be that way after we get through with this call this morning. So I want to talk about commitments today, and I think this is going to be very, very helpful for you. 90-day blitz is going on, and a lot of people are enrolling like crazy, and so I hope that's you. And got Kevin Rock and Roll, absolutely. So, yes, sir, look at that, fired up. Upcoming Super Saturday, November 8th with Jay Bennett. That'll be great if you want to put the details on the chat. Roseanne got a new President's Pack enrollee. Fantastic. Friday Night Lights. There you go. That's great. Your glasses are sexy too. Boy, Kevin, if these are sexy, then that's good, because they're like $2 glasses, so, but they work. So that's great. Great to have everybody online today. And I want to talk about, first of all, before we get started, I want to talk about some product things and some health things. And then we'll do some mindset things a little bit later. But we've got some great ideas for you today. I've got a great testimonial online, and I may have a few others as well. But gal that I've known for quite some time, and we have been fellow performers at our church. She's a expert violinist and teaches violin, and also a vocal teacher, and is a great vocalist, in her own right. And so we've sung together for many, many years. And a few years back, I overheard some conversations with Kim. She was talking to some other gals in the worship and arts ministry about her health. And I had just started Isagenix, and I just knew in my heart of hearts that I could help her. And so introduced Kim sort of a little bit to Isagenix. It wasn't an out-and-out introduction. It was an email. That's all I knew back then to do, was send an email. And anyway, it just wasn't her time at that point. But I'm going to bring her on board. And Kim Evans, I'm so elated to have you on our call this morning.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so is this your first, this is your very first webinar, is that correct?
Yes.
So see, you got to be a rock star to be on a webinar and be a guest on the very first webinar you attend. So that's great. That's exciting. Kim, why don't you just give everybody, introduce yourself and let everybody know where you're from, a little bit of your background, and what kind of health you were in a few months back.
Okay, I'm Kim Evans. I live in Allen, Texas. As Tim mentioned, we attend the same church. And so about a year ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which wasn't a complete shock, because my father ended up with type 1 after having a pancreatic problem and being type 2 before he had that. And then my grandfather on my mother's side was diabetic, and my mom always kind of struggled but never was officially diagnosed. But I've been, you know, afraid of this disease because, you know, I watched what happened. having the disease after trying literally everything to keep from having it. I used to run 4 miles a day, 6 days a week. You know, watched what I ate, worked out in the gym, everything I could think of to do, and not ever losing weight. Didn't matter what I did, weight would not come off my body. And then I had to have hip surgery, which no longer allowed me to run, and my blood sugars just went crazy, and I was at the point where they were having me try insulin pens. I was allergic to those. The preservatives nearly killed me. My heart went crazy. It was just dreadful. And so I went to the endocrinologist, and every meeting I'd be at with her, I'd just be in a pool of tears because I could not do anything to stop this disease from ravaging my body. And so I prayed a long time for an answer, and I was talking to another colleague that I believe on your team, Tim, who said he had not only lost, I think, what, 100 pounds or something, but that his father had been on the isogenics and had been off of all of his diabetes medication. I just felt like that was my specific prayer, was I've got to get off medications. They're killing me. And so I finally decided to go ahead and try the isogenics. And my products arrived on September 16th. By the end of September, I noticed my blood sugars changing dramatically, to the point that I pretty much quit taking the medication to see if it would keep my numbers would stay down, and they did. And then I started noticing my clothes getting a little smaller and was encouraged by that, and I talked my husband into doing it with me, and he'd lost about 8 pounds, but knowing that guys lose more than girls earlier, I thought, I may have lost, you know, 5 or 7. So then I went back to the endocrinologist last week. It had been 2 months since I'd been there and 6 weeks since I'd been on isogenics. And my numbers were incredible. I had lost 13 pounds. My A1C, which had been 7.6, and prior to that had been 8.8, was 6.3. Controlled is 6.5. So I completely blew the numbers away. Cholesterol, they couldn't even register because my triglycerides were well over 400. They dropped to 350, which isn't where I need them to be yet, but wow, what a change. And again, I had done everything there and couldn't get my number to budge, so that was just amazing. And then my cholesterol, which had been unmeasurable, it was 198 overall and 96 for my LDL, which is amazing. So I couldn't have, you know, more gratefulness for finally losing weight, being at a weight I'm smaller than I was when we moved to Allen, and it's incredible.
Well, I am just elated, and you called me Monday. I was jet lagged coming back from Paris, and just sort of out of touch. I was sort of comatose, and you called, and you really woke me up at giving those numbers. So I'm showing those on the webinar for those of you. You can capture the screen there or whatever you want to do, but this is Kim Evans' real results right here. And Kim, we're just so proud of you. Y'all give some love to Kim Evans on the chat bar there. And Kim, thanks for coming on this call. There's a lot of people on this call, so a lot of people are getting a lot of good out of your results here. So the A1C is that tests blood sugar levels.
Blood sugar levels,
yeah.
Yes.
And you went from 7 points.
Kind of give you an idea of that, my numbers had been like 280. Normal is 70 to 90, but for someone that's considered type 2 diabetic, you know, if you're, I think 140 or 150 is the 6.5. And that number, by the way, is a 3-month measure. So if you take into account that one of those months, I was still in the high blood sugar realm, my number probably is even better than 6.3, and I'm very sure it will be better even more so the next time I go.
And what
it'll be 3 months that I've been on the program.
What did your endocrinologist say about the numbers? What was her response?
She was absolutely blown away. Literally, she was like a kid in the candy store waiting for the number. What's the number? What's the number? So excited, knowing that I'd lost the weight, and then I hadn't originally had the testing with the cholesterol and all that. She's like, oh, no, we got to test it. I know it's going to be better. We've got to see what it is. And just couldn't believe the numbers. She goes, wow, the numbers speak for themselves. And she wrote down the name of Isagenix, and I'm going to be following up with her about it. And so, I mean, it's just, she was just thrilled.
Oh, that's great. And you were on the 30-day system specifically, is that correct?
30-day
yes. weight loss and fat-burning system. So that is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. I want to go back a screen here. Look at this. And for those of you that are wondering, you see lots of different terms and everything. And obviously, we don't purport to heal any condition or anything like that. I'm just giving you Kim's results here. But one that you'll hear a lot about, and it's much more common these days than other days or than the past, is what's called metabolic syndrome. And you can look this up on any kind of website. WebMD is where I got this. Metabolic syndrome is a combination of high blood pressure, high blood sugar, too much fat around the waist, low HDL, which is the good cholesterol, and high triglycerides. Metabolic syndrome increases your risk for heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. So there's the ranges right there, but you guys can find that, and we don't have to be medical experts here. Obviously, we've got isogenicshealth.net, isoproduct.com, and other, and certainly our medical staff and our research scientists and all the ones that are much, much more knowledgeable. But to have some knowledge of this is good, and to just be aware. I was talking to a woman yesterday that Hannah, my daughter, introduced me to, and she said her doctor said that her metabolism was non-existent, was what he said. And so I sent her what I'm sending some chiropractors and some medical people, and it included Kim's numbers right here. So I didn't name you by last name in that report there, Kim, but anyway, thank you so much for being on this call. Let me see if we've got Susan Barnes. Susan, are you with us on the call this morning? Susan Barnes, are you with us? Was hoping you could be on the call this morning. Well, I guess not, but so we will go on here. So here's those numbers again. And so you got down 7%. If you're above 7%, then you need to consult your doctor. If you're below 7%, that's where you want to be. So look at Kim's A1C numbers right there. That's wonderful. And the triglycerides, those are pretty high triglyceride numbers, and you're certainly headed in the right direction. So that is fantastic. Erica says, Susan looks amazing. I wish she was on here. And she actually texted me, so I thought she was going to be on here. But she's lost 65 pounds from what I understand. And so, you know, that's a major, major change. And 72 pounds. Excuse me, Erica. Okay, 72 pounds. Yeah, you don't want to slide a single pound there, that's for sure. But that's tremendous. So, you know, we understand that we're successful in this business because we've got such powerful products, and we've got products that literally, according to Dr. Jim Rhodes, are a decade ahead of any would-be competitors out there, and I use that term a lot. I think that's absolutely true. I know in my search for what company I wanted to be associated with, I was looking for parameters that set our business, our products, our comp plan, our management, our company, everything. I wanted things that set us apart from all the maddening crowd out there. And boy, do our products do that. They absolutely work. And so that's what we want to be mindful of. So let's talk about success in Isagenix and the business side of this. And I certainly was interested in the business side of Isagenix when I came here. Many of you know my story. I'd been about 4.5 years with no income to speak of. And due to some just crazy stuff on the internet and some reputation damage and that kind of stuff, it's a long story. It ought to be a movie. But getting beyond that, I really knew that at my age, I had to make the right choice of companies. I could not make a mistake and go with the wrong company. And so there was a lot of due diligence, not just with Isagenix, but many, many other companies out there. And boy, I'd almost given up hope as far as finding the type of company and some of the metrics that I was looking for, some of the points about business in general that I was looking for, not just products, not just comp plan, but many, many other things that I'd learned over the years in this type of business that I had to have. And boy, Isagenics came through with flying colors well beyond, far beyond any other competitor out there, would-be competitor. So anyway, we got excited about it. But here's what I know about Isagenics and this type of business and your business. And I want you to think long and hard about what I'm going to be training on today. And I love that we have so many different trainers on this particular webinar, the noon, my time, central time webinar, Jay Bennett's webinar. And so you're going to get a lot of different perspectives from different people that train on this call. And I'm going to give you my perspectives that are meaningful to me, and they may hit you right between the eyes. They may not be meaningful to you, but for those that it is meaningful to you, I hope this will be a catalyst for you to go and build your business even bigger. Success in Isagenics is, number one, it's a mind game. It's a mind game. It really is. You know, it's not who you are, or what you look like, or what your background or your education. Certainly not the color of your skin, your gender, any of that kind of stuff really has zero to do with success in Isagenics. What it does have to do is the way you think and the way that we, you know, our mindsets that we develop over the years. A lot of those mindsets are very negative. They're very limiting. They're not conducive to growth and to building a big business. But for me, I'd lost so much time in that 4.5 year period that I really, really needed a business that would provide really startling numbers income-wise. And so that was one of my criteria. I couldn't go get a job, certainly. Of course, I'd never had a job I think I had about a six-month job way back in 82. I think it was 82. I had about 6 months worth of a job, hated it, and I'm just a born entrepreneur. I'm psychologically unemployable, and so just could not see myself doing it. I didn't know anything about jobs. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner, and that's what I needed to do. And so I needed something that would generate tremendous amounts of money. So that's the 6 inches between my ears. That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping you're thinking the same type thing and understanding that huge income is available here. Huge. I mean, disproportionately bigger than any other type of business that I know about is available to you. And so here's some commitments that we want to look at. I'm going to give you four here. And number one is commitment to daily personal development. Daily personal development. This is what I do on a regular basis. I don't know a single person that has made a lot of money in our business that is not involved in personal daily daily personal development. And what I mean by that is primarily is reading. I'm talking about podcasts. I'm talking about listening to people that have gone before you and done some incredible things. You listening to incredible people on a regular basis, trainers, some of the ones that are certainly associated with Isagenics, but others that are out there as well. You listen to them on a regular basis and soak in what they're saying. Soak in their knowledge. Listen to what they're telling you. Write it down. Cogitate on it. Meditate on it. Think about what they're saying to you. This webinar this morning, think about what we're saying this morning and how does that apply to you? How does it apply to me? So we want a commitment, A, to daily personal development. I do it by myself. It's in the morning. I get up early to read. I get my mind going. I get my thinking going. I get refreshed. I'm not just jumping out of bed and going into work. I'm getting plugged in and fired up over new knowledge. And when your brain does that, then you can be real effective. Your synapses are firing on all cylinders, and you're really moving forward. And that's what I do in the morning. And so there's all kind of things that I read, specifically scripture in the morning. I go through the Bible, Genesis through Revelation. I'm on my sixth journey right now. Right now I'm in Ecclesiastes, just finished Proverbs. I'm going to share a few Proverbs with you in this particular training here. And those are very meaningful to me. I soak those in and I listen to them and I say, how do I judge myself relative to what's that saying? And then B is commitment to perpetual positive thought. Perpetual positive thought. Now, what is positive thought? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. Complaining is not positive thought. Complaining is not positive thought. Excuse making is not positive thought. It's perpetual positive thought. I'll dwell on that in just a moment here, but you know, a lot of times you define something by what it's not. It's not complaining. It's not criticizing. It's not being self-critical. It's not being critical of other people. It's not being judgmental. That's not what we're involved in. We're involved in perpetual positive thought. And then I'm going to give you some ideas on what that actually is here in just a few minutes here. So commitment to entrepreneurial thought. Now, the business that I lost several years ago was committed to this idea right here, was that a lot of people are involved in the corporate world, that meaning being they're an employee, they're a boss, they're on a salary, they're involved in that corporate structure, and so they're thinking about owning their own business and getting freedom in their life through residual growing income and creating the income that's available here at Isagenics. 121 millionaires here, by the way, unprecedented in our industry, in our profession. And so you got to think entrepreneurially when you want to do an entrepreneurial endeavor. It's not the same thought process that you're involved in when you're in the work world. And so it's not bad that you're in the work world, but if you want to get out of the work world into your ownership of your own business and that freedom that is offered by entrepreneurship, then you've got to think like an entrepreneur. We're going to go over a few of those thoughts in just a minute. And then commitment to proactive leadership. And I don't think you can see that on the screen there due to the formatting. This is my sixth formatting job on this PowerPoint. I'm not sure why it doesn't want to format right. But anyway, commitment to proactive leadership is what that is right there. So I hope you write those down and that you think about these things. You know, one thing that I've done in my career, and this has been very helpful to me, I will think about a single word that I believe is key to success. For instance, I think about the word tenacity, the word tenacity. You could call that tenacious, same word. And I write that word down and I keep it in front of me on a regular basis. And so what you look at and what you ponder on and what you see on a regular basis is going to seep inside of who you are. And so these ideas, these commitments that I'm talking to about right now are things that can seep into who you are. You can become what we're talking about here. There's a lot more, obviously, but these are some of the things that are really key as far as I'm concerned. Let's see if we can get this slide to change. There we go. Okay, so here we go. Here it is. Okay, commitment to daily personal development. One of the words that you're going to need in this business is the idea of patience. The idea of patience. It's amazing how in entrepreneurship and success in Isagenics, you have these tensions. You have the polar opposites that you have to include in your life at the same time, all the time, and you meld them together. For instance, patience and urgency. Patience and urgency. You put those two things together. You say, how in the world, Tim, does that work? I don't know that I can tell you how that works. I just know that you need to act with urgency, but you need to have the patience of Job also. And so you're acting with patience all the time, but you've got urgency in your day in and day out activities. Number two is persistence. Persistence. This is a marathon, and it's not a sprint. You've probably heard that before, but you know what we're striving for here, or at least what I'm striving for here. I know some people are on the line. All they want to do is make an extra $250 a week. Hey, nothing wrong with that. That'll help virtually every single person's household. I just couldn't stop at something like that. I couldn't stop at $1,000 a week. It had to be a lot more than that as far as my personal financial situation was concerned. It's up to you what you want to do. But you've got to be persistent and patient in order to get to those levels that you want to get to. Well, my level is maxing out the comp plan. And if you don't know what that means, I need to sit down and share with you U+2, then +2, and then show you what maxing out the compensation plan looks like. I'm not going to talk about that on this particular webinar, but you need to figure out what that is. And I'm telling you, that'll set you free when you max this compensation plan out. It is a very worthwhile and noble goal to do that. So daily personal development will help you win the battle against frustration, disappointment, D-O-U-B-T, and fear. And notice I'd spell that word D-O-U-B-T because that's the greatest wrecker of people's lives in the world, especially entrepreneurial lives. People that allow D-O-U-B-T to creep into their life, that's what got Adam and Eve in the garden. They had D-O-U-B-T about what the one thing that God told them not to do. They you know, harbored a doubt about that. In your business, the same thing is true. If you have a single doubt come into your life about the business, about the products, about your upline, about management, about Jim and Kathy Coover, about anything, then it's going to hurt your business. And so you've got to guard your life against those things: frustration, disappointment, doubt, and fear. And if you can overcome that, see, this is winning the battle of the mind here. And it's your mind, and you're the one in charge of it. I'm the one in charge of my mind, and I know that those four things right there can absolutely wreck my business. So guess what? They're not going to do it. I'm going to win that battle against frustration, disappointment, doubt, and fear. And then powerful, winning, unstoppable self-image. And I've told you guys the story many times about being with a billionaire and me asking him, his name is Bill Britt, and I got a chance when I was a young buck to drive him to the airport. And he literally was a billionaire. The first one I'd ever met. I'd met some millionaires, but nobody of that stature before. And I was one-on-one with this guy. I'm driving him to the airport, and I'm elated. And I say, man, I'm going to ask this guy a question. I ask him, I said, Bill, what's the one thing that sets you apart from all the masses out there? Everybody else is struggling like crazy, and they're not doing all that good, and you're just killing this thing. What's the difference? Without a moment's hesitation, he said, self-image. I'll never forget that moment. That moment was pivotal in my life, in my career, and self-image. And so what about you? What's your self-image like? Is it strong? Is it unstoppable? Are you powerful? Are you winning? Are you the type of person that is going to be undaunted by people gossiping about you? Who cares, right? And how's that self-image? And so that's what personal development does. It helps us develop a winning, unstoppable self-image. And so that's so critical that we learn how to do that. B is commitment to perpetual positive thought. Perpetual positive thought. Now, here's how that manifests itself. And what do I mean by this? Well, here's some components. I could spend 2 hours on this particular point right here. But it's a perpetual belief in every associate's future. Every associate's future. Now, I will tell you this. Not everybody builds this business the way you would like them to build this business. I can just tell you that right now. In fact, you're going to go through a whole lot of flakes on your way to finding some genuine business builders in this business. That's what's going to happen. I see everybody online. I can't see you, but I can see you shaking your head up and down. You know what I'm talking about. You're going to go through a lot of flakes. Okay, but at the same time, instead of castigating them or talking bad about them or gossiping about them or even looking down on them, you still should develop a perpetual belief in that person's future, because I've seen so many people start this thing out with wrong mindsets and then turn it around. One sentence, one seminar, one event, one celebration, one New Year's kickoff totally changed their life. And they come out of the doldrums of the negative thinking, and all of a sudden the switch turns on, and bam, that person becomes effective. And don't look at it just for you. Look at it for their life. And so your belief may be all they have. Your positive belief in them is maybe the only person, including themselves, that has a positive belief in them. So provide that perpetual positive belief in your associates. When you bring them in here, they may not set the world on fire. In fact, they probably won't, okay? It's just a handful of people that really do in your business, in your lifetime. You're looking for one studette on your left, one studette on your right, and life will change for you financially in an incredible way, but you're going to kiss a lot of frogs on the way to finding that prince, ladies. And the opposite is true for us guys, the contrast or similarity is true for us guys, too. We got to go through a lot of flakes to find the genuine people, but that doesn't deter me from believing in the flakes as well and providing as much encouragement and much positivity I can in that life. I have no idea what their background consists of and what they've had to go through, and you have no idea what their family life was like when they were young, what they went through in school, and I'm here to be a positive influence in their life, and you do the same with every person you come in. Help their self-image improve. Know that the five pillars work for every single person. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the shakes. I'm talking about Onyx Supreme. I'm talking about Cleanse for Life. I'm talking about Ageless Essentials, and I'm talking about Product B. These are the most powerful products literally in the marketplace. They perform, they work. You just heard Kim's story, and I guarantee you with the people on this line right here, we could have dozens of incredible testimonials if you guys would, you know, if we open this up to a forum and you raised your hand and I just chose you, and you could tell incredible stories right here. And so it's important that you understand that these products work 100% of the time, 100% of the time for the people that use them correctly. Not everybody will use them correctly. We've had several people that say, I don't know why I'm not getting much out of these products, and come to find out they hadn't even opened the box. And I said, well, I guess osmosis is how you're trying to get these products to work for you. I don't know, but they work a whole lot better when you ingest them. It's a good idea. Okay, look at this number three here. Know that my business is going to max out. I want to tell you something. You go ask Bobby and Michelle Schaefer if their business is going to max out or not. There is not a shadow of a doubt in their mind or my mind or Jay Bennett's mind or anybody in their organization's mind. They're going to max this thing out. What about you? Are you going to max this thing out? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to max this thing out? I mean, when you carry that kind of thinking, that kind of mindset into this business, it's going to be crazy what will happen to you financially. And so, okay, Mary, see you. Thanks. All right, but get that. Know internally, know deep down that your business is going to max out, and then also that I'm getting better with every single contact. And the first person you contact, you may be a bundle of nerves, and you may be afraid, you trying to memorize a script or that kind of thing. I would say don't memorize scripts. Just be a product of the product yourself. Tell your own story. Tell it factually. Tell it truthfully. And let people know that you're enthusiastic and you're excited about these products and you're excited about this business. So you're getting better with every single contact, and you will. You'll get better. Every time you talk with anybody, you're going to learn. It's a learning lesson that will really help you get better. Okay, let me see if I got this right. Yeah, perpetual positive thought. Okay, here's those verses I was talking about. Was in Proverbs this past week, and so came upon these, and there's I could have 1,000 here, but these were sort of stuck out to me. What the wicked wicked dreads will overtake him. What the righteous desire will be granted. What is righteous? That just means you have right relationships with God. You have right relationships with the people you talk to and you're around. And so if you're doing things right, good things are going to happen. Your desires will be granted to you. If wicked people let fear dictate their thinking. And so all over throughout Scripture, it talks about what you fear is going to come about. So don't fear these things. Get involved with positive thinking like we talked about. And then one man gives freely. I'm going to talk about giving here in just a minute. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. And so we're going to talk about entrepreneurial thought in just a minute here. But this is entrepreneurism 101 right here. When you learn how to give freely, I'm telling you, it's an exciting thing. I was at lunch yesterday, and I think I told you guys several months ago that I was in this one restaurant, and somebody paid for my bill unbeknownst to me, and I'd never had that happen before, and it was so cool, man. I was just, I was like, wow. I mean, I didn't need them to do that, but it was so neat that somebody didn't even know me, cared enough to catch my bill at this restaurant. It was probably $9, $10, no big deal, but it was cool. It was really cool. So yesterday I was in that same restaurant and I saw this couple, a woman with her child, and they were eating pizza over there. And I called the waitress over. I said, give me their tab. And then I walked out before they ever got their tab. So they'll never know what I even look like. But it was so cool. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. So the route to getting fulfillment in life has everything to do with giving. And so I love that. Love to be able to do that. Okay. Success in Isagenics. Number three, commitment to entrepreneurial thought. Now this is near and dear to my heart right here. I believe that mindset is the key. We talked about the 6 inches between your ears is where we do battle here. And if you can win that battle between the ears, you're going to have really a huge business, a very profitable business, a business that is very fulfilling to you. Okay, so here's some thoughts that entrepreneurs have. I hear people say all the time, oh, I just don't have any prospects. I don't know anybody. I hear that all the time. Well, here's what I think. I know so many people, I'll never get to them. There's so many people out there. I have unlimited prospects. This is entrepreneurial thought, folks. Every day I strategize how to reach more new people. Now, you think about that. We see, some people see scarcity. Some people see limits. Entrepreneurs don't see limits. They don't see scarcity. They think in terms of abundance. You think about in my little town of Allen right here, 82,000, something like that. I don't know what it is now. But that means I've only enrolled 50 people personally over the last 2.5 years. And so I am way underperforming. There's people all over the place that I should be enrolling in this thing and helping them with their health, helping them with their financial situation. It's unlimited. I'm so excited because I'll never run out of prospects. Now see the difference in the thought process right there? One is dictated by scarcity. The other is dictated by abundance. And so entrepreneurs think in terms of abundance. Profit is a fantastic and noble goal. Did you know that profit is not a dirty word? Did you know that profit is not a dirty word? Profit is a fantastic and noble goal. The reason profit is such a great thing is because you have to offer value to many, many people in order to profit. So what that shows, your profit is just an indicator, a number that shows that you've helped a lot of people along the way. Now, that's entrepreneurial thought right there. That's entrepreneurial 101, okay? Number three, abundance and not scarcity. We've talked about that before. A lot of scripture to back that up, but a lot of life experience to back that up also. There is abundance surrounding us. This compensation plan that we have, it is absolutely geared for you making more money than you ever thought possible. It's right there in the palm of our hands. It's been given to us on a silver platter. We have the ability to make unlimited amounts of money. And number four is the money and time I put into my business multiplies. So I have people tell me that, oh, I can't go to NYKO because it's going to cost X amount of dollars. I'm telling you, whatever amount you spend to go to an Isagenix University or an NYKO New Year's kickoff coming up in January, by the way, it's sold out. Celebration, certainly, the money that it requires to get you there and that you spend there is going to multiply. That's entrepreneurial thought right there. In my early days, back when we didn't have internet, we didn't have anything. I mean, we had a phone. And so the way I judged it and calibrated that was that the more phone calls I paid for, the more long distance charge I racked up, then I knew that that was going to be multiplied. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that's coming back to me in spades and in profits, in terms of long-term profits. And so that's the way to think about it. And I hope I can read this. There's just this crazy glare in my computer here. Most people are actually afraid of money. They have a fear of money. They think in terms of minimums regarding money, and due to fear, they are reluctant to spend money. That's why price is always the first focus and objection in any business, store, or product. Price consciousness paralyzes people from moving forward in their life. Entrepreneurs are aware of price, but they are more concerned with value, especially long-term value. They're focused on long-term returns and not short-term loss of their cash. They're not paralyzed by short-term loss of their cash. They look at it as an investment in any way here. When I buy products, I'm going, that's an investment in my health. I'm going to pay now, or I'm going to pay later, and later is not pretty. It's going to be surgery. It's going to be pharmaceuticals. It's going to be whatever. But what we're doing here is guarding our health with good, positive, proactive products that help our bodies function better and not to break down near as much. Okay, so they're focused on long-term returns, not short-term loss of their cash. Entrepreneurs understand that investing in their business and expenditures associated with their business are highly valuable for achieving long-term residual cash flow in the future. Okay, Betty wants her business to max out. You go, girl. You can do it. We're going to help you do that. Okay, so get that term right there. If you guys would like this slideshow, you can also have that. Just email me, timdarnellac@gmail.com. timdarnellac@gmail.com. Okay, let's talk about cost real quick. These products are affordable, so much so that a person going on Isagenics products literally saves significant money relative to what they're already spending. Their normal food costs, you're going to save money by being on these products. And I'll back that up with hard numbers right here. For instance, a 30-day fat-burning system costs $272. That is the equivalent of 68 meals. Even a, you know, third-grade math here, you can figure this out. That's about $4 a meal. Now, where else can you find this kind of nutrition? Well, you can't find this kind of nutrition, number one. And number two, to find any meal for $4, are you out of your mind? Now, this includes Ionic Supreme, the Cleanse, the Snacks, Accelerator, Flush, Isoflush, everything. This includes the shakes, all the things here. This is included, and it's $4 a meal. Now, where can you buy and where can you get that kind of value? You cannot, I'll just tell you right now. And so that's important that you understand that. All right, let's talk about entrepreneurs, winding up here. Successful entrepreneurs give. We give. We believe in the ripple effect. You know, people say, well, I don't know if this is going to work for me. I say, well, let me ask you a question. If you take a rock and you go out into a pond and you throw that rock into the pond, is there going to be ripples in that pond? And they go, well, yeah. I say, well, does if anybody takes a rock and throws that in the middle of the pond, is there going to be ripples? I say, yes. Well, I say, that's the law of physics right there. And the law of this business is that if you talk to enough people, you will get takers to come on board in this business. If you'll throw the rock in the pond, you'll get ripples. If you talk to people, you will have success in this business. It's as simple as physics. It's predictable as physics. And it will work for you, and it will work for anybody. And so you just need to know that. Successful entrepreneurs add value to everyone they know and meet. That's my goal when I meet anybody. Am I adding value to their life? Then that's what I want to do. Excuse me. Successful entrepreneurs dare to take risks and are excited about their futures. I am not afraid to take risks. I am not afraid to talk to anybody, and I hope that's your opinion also. Excuse me. Successful entrepreneurs are guided by belief and faith, not fear. Now, you need to analyze the way you're building your business and the way you're going about your life. If it's guided in any way by fear, you need to reanalyze that. You need to recalibrate what you're doing. Fear will do nothing but stunt you. It will retard your growth. It will retard your business. It will inhibit your success. Successful entrepreneurs don't shrink back, but we charge forward. We move forward. I do not care what my last phone call was like. It could be terrible. I don't care what my last relationship was my last associate I put in or any associate that I put in. I'm moving forward regardless. I'm charging forward. I'm not shrinking back. Never, ever shrink back. Charge forward. Get on the phone and talk to people. Successful entrepreneurs are future focused and refuse to allow the past to encumber their progress. You may have had some issues in your past. Excuse me, maybe addictions or whatever it might be, just bad choices, bad decisions. I have had bad choices and bad decisions in my life, I guarantee you, man. I'm glad we didn't have the internet in my 20s. I'll just tell you that right now. it wouldn't have been pretty, but we all have those things. We all have those things. We've all misstepped. We've all done wrong things. Well, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at the future, and I refuse to allow the past to encumber my progress. Successful entrepreneurs understand that all constraints are self-made and can be eliminated. Self-made are our constraints. Anything holding you back, you did that. That's you. That's me. Anything holding me back, that's Tim Darnell. And so I recognize that. If I'm not where I want to be in my business, and I'm not, that's me. And so I can get rid, I can eliminate those constraints. You look at it the same way, be real with yourself, be honest with yourself, and it'll help you move on like crazy. All right, success in Isagenics. So commitment fourth commitment is commitment to proactive leadership. I am, listen to this, I am completely capable of presenting the Isagenics opportunity. There's nobody on this line right here that cannot present the Isagenics opportunity. You've got Isamovie to show the products. You've got Isamovie to show U plus two, them plus two. You should be showing U plus two, them plus two, and you should be very confident in showing that, sketching that out on a piece of paper. If you're not, show the movie, but you need to know your business enough to show U plus two, them plus two. Get on with it. That's your assignment. If you have not done that yet, you need to be able to show, U plus two, them plus two. I am thoroughly and completely engaged in local, regional, company, and team events. Now, in the Dallas area, we've got Dr. Bill Andrews next Saturday, 11 o'clock in Garland. And if you're in this area, you really, there's no excuse not to be at that meeting. This guy's like the preeminent expert in telomere research and telomere support, and he's ours. He's an Isagenics guy. And so if you get a chance to see this guy, and for whatever, you make any kind of flimsy excuse for not being at an event like that, don't wonder why your business is not working, okay? You've got to engage. I'm thoroughly and completely engaged in local, regional, company, and team events. All right, so success in business is a mind game, number one, and number two, it is a numbers game. Okay, so here's the two areas. Mind game, numbers game. Numbers game. What are the numbers? Numbers of people on your list. Some of you on this line do not even have a list. You need to make a list. And that list needs to be massaged and dealt with and edited day in and day out. Your list of people. I'm talking about candidates or prospects for the business. Number two is number of exposures to the people on your list. And in my experience, it takes 5 to 7 exposures of Isagenics before they're even close to making a good quality decision about whether to enroll, whether to set up their account or not. And so don't look at somebody and you get sent them an email and they're not jumping in your business. You're going, what's wrong with them? They're not getting in my business. Well, that's one exposure, and the email is probably the worst way to do it. So you need to look at other ways of exposing. Text messages, phone calls, fantastic. Isamovie.com, isaproduct.com, isagenicsbusiness.com. Goodies bags, samples, all kind of things that you can do. Three-way calls. The number of exposures to the people on your list. Once you get to about 5, 6, or 7, there's going to be an element of enthusiasm developing with your prospect. Because before that, they don't even know what you're talking about. They don't know what Isagenics is. I'm still at the point, 4 out of 5 people that I talk to and share Isagenics with, they've never heard of it, still. And I'm going, God, this is fantastic, man. This is perfect. This is perfect for what we're doing here. And I'll tell you this, though. They're going to hear about Isagenics. Is it going to be through you, or is it going to be through somebody else? And if you find out that one of your best prospects came in to Isagenics through somebody else, you're going to be nauseous. You're going to be sick to your stomach. C is the number of follow-up calls, and you need to look at your number of outbound calls and your number of follow-up calls with your people. Communication is the very thing that builds this business. If you're stingy on your communication, you're not calling the people that you've enrolled in the business, that have come into the business, you're not calling them, or you haven't talked to them in a while, you better get on the horn and talk with them. You're their lifeline. And so you've got to communicate. Communication, communication, communication. That's the law of our business. Real estate, it's location, location, location. Here, communication, communication, communication. And so understand that. All right, winding it down here. So success in Isagenics, number one, a mind game. Number two, a numbers game. And so that's pretty simple. That's really pretty simple. And the question is, am I willing to master these two games? You've got to master both. You have to do both. You can dabble with this thing. You can forego, mindset development and personal development and that kind of thing. So you got to ask that question. Am I willing to get better? Am I willing to develop my mind and expand my mind? When you expand your mind, you expand your financial condition. You expand your health. You expand your thinking. then you're in the expansion mode. If you're closed down, then you're in the closed mode. Your store's not even open. And so you got to keep that store open, that mind open. And so that's real important. So are you willing to master these two games? Now we're going to talk about a picture here. Okay, so this picture is an Isagenics associate. This is one, we've got thousands of pictures like this. You guys have seen, you know, all the pictures out there, and you could choose. I find this one to be very, very compelling. So some of you, I don't know why in the world you're not using Facebook and posting pictures like that. If you're in on my team and I post a picture like that and you see dozens of comments under that picture of people asking, what is the product? How do we do this? How do we get started? And you're not sharing that picture on Facebook, excuse me, then what are you doing? I mean, come on, you need to understand that this is simple. Look, there's no text in here. There's two words, before and after, and this kind of picture tells 1,000 words. It's better than any hour-long presentation. It's better than one of our scientists getting up and explaining the chemistry of Ionic Supreme or whatever. This picture will do more for your business than anything. And I'm sitting here, I know if you're sharing it or not. So you need to share these pictures and let people respond. You're giving them a gift, a phenomenal gift of Isagenics. And this is one of the greatest catalysts are pictures like this. Look at the difference in this gal. She's pretty on the left. Look at her on the right. My goodness. I mean, that's crazy. We got men pictures. We got kids pictures. We got athletes pictures. Use the pictures on Facebook. And if you see one of the leaders doing this, then take a clue off of that. Take a cue off of that and put that picture. Betty, what you want to do is friend me, Tim Darnell on Isagenics. Find me, friend me. And then go in my news feed and find this and just share the picture. And that will do the job for you right there. So Facebook has been phenomenal for my business. I think probably 30 plus people have come in personally enrolled from Facebook alone. So it's powerful. So what you've got to do is Facebook, two things. You want to build your friend list. And when somebody asks to friend you, friend them. And you go in and ask to friend other people. It doesn't matter. Don't go through some convolution about, oh, I don't know if I should friend them or not. Or just friend them. It's not that big a deal. And what you're going to do is you're going to become friends with these people. We're probably going to get one posting here, three new associates out of one posting. One posting. And all I did was show the picture. Okay, so I'm just telling you, these kind of things work. So anyway, here's some websites for you to look at. If you don't know these, you want to get in tune with these. Jay Bennett's website, leanandcleanforlife.com. Unbelievable. Go find Dr. Jim Rhodes on there and listen to that 50-minute expose of the five pillars of health. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I learn something every time I listen to that guy. And so you want to go on there. And there's other Bobby and Michelle are all over that website. You need to listen to Bobby and Michelle. They're 5 stars now. Juliana's on there, tremendous energy, tremendous acumen and business strategies that she's implementing. Just all kind of people on there. Jay's trainings, obviously, it just doesn't get any better than that. So isogenicsbusiness.com, if you don't understand the business, spend some time in isogenicsbusiness.com. isoproduct.com, what a site, man. You got the full catalog on that site. All the product ingredients are in there. Product prices are in there. It's divided up now. It's beautiful. It's divided up in energy and performance, healthy aging, weight loss, and rejuvenity's in there as well. By the way, winter, cold weather, and rejuvenity go hand in hand. Get those little $2 sample packets out to your prospects. There's your giving. You're giving somebody something of tremendous value. And my goodness, that rejuvenate. Here I'm a skincare guy now. I never have been in my life, but along comes rejuvenity. And I'm doing eye cream, I'm doing the toner, I'm doing the whole nine yards, and it feels good. My skin looks better. I look refreshed by doing that right there. So this is a picture of my lovely wife, Kathy, and I at Celebration, and it's a great time, and she's looking all dolled up there. We had the best time in Paris that you can imagine. We get there, and some of you guys know that the trip was all expenses paid. I mean, we paid for a few meals, but for the most part, everything was paid for. We went over there in business class where you can stretch out the seats, you know, and lay down, and you got free movies, and saw Captain Phillips, you know, great movie, all kind of movies and all kind of stuff, but just fantastic time. And so we get there, and Kathy walks in the door the second day, and they've got a letter to her, and it's a certificate to the Louis Vuitton store, a gift certificate of $500 to the Louis Vuitton store, which is about three blocks away, the largest one in the world. Literally lines surrounding the building, waiting to get into the building. And that you talk about her, a happy face. I hadn't seen a happy face on Kathy like that, I think, in our 29 years of marriage. It was cool. We went in there and shopped, and she's looking at the difference in all these purses, and there's like 10 different purses. They all look phenomenal to me. I don't have much discernment on that. But she picked out the one she wanted, and I'm telling you, it's just really cool. And those are not cheap purses in there. But point is, folks, is that you get your thinking, start thinking in terms of higher denominations in the money that you're thinking. Some of you are just scared to death of spending $10. Some of you are scared to death of spending $100. I'm telling you, start thinking in terms of thousands, tens of thousands of dollars of making that kind of money, and it will come to pass for you if you'll put in the work. It's a four-letter word, and it's a wonderful word. It's one that entrepreneurs absolutely love. That's a great four-letter word, and it provides tremendous benefits for residual, growing, lifetime, walk-away, willable income. Now, that is the kind of income that nothing else compares to. So with that being said, if you'd like the slides to today, just email me, timdarnellac@gmail.com. Love to get those to you. Thanks, guys, for being on the call. I really appreciate you. Have a fantastic Saturday. We're on to several three ways right now and bringing people in the business. I hope you're doing the same thing. God bless you guys. Love you. And we will talk at you real soon here. Take care. It's hot. Thank you all so much. Take care.